Indeed, it is a wonderful privilege and honor to be in the Lord's house. I thank God that He has allowed us to come together this morning with the breath of life that we might worship together. No matter the reason why we're here, I pray that we know that we are in God's house. And in God's house, if we've been blood-bought and born again, we are all family. Not by anything we have done, but what God has sent His Son to do that we might be joined together. And I thank God that we have come this way. For I tell you, I need my brothers and sisters in Christ to make it through this world and through this journey in which we've been set into until we finally make it home. As I begin to look around, I see not one that I don't stand in need of your prayers. I don't stand in need of your fellowship, but I need you all. And I believe if we'd be honest, we all need each other. If we didn't need each other, I believe God would let us go on home and not let us tear together upon this old journey in which we walk. But God has assembled us together. He has added to the family as He desired and as needed. Amen. Therefore, God has brought us together and let us be together in one mind and one accord that we'd worship Him in truth and in spirit. Now, God said He's seeking out the true worshiper. Who is the true worshiper? It's one that worships Him in truth and in spirit. Before we get into our thought, let us bow our head in a word of prayer. And dear Heavenly Father, Lord, as we come before You this day, and God, Father, we've meditated upon our heart. Lord, for many days, God, what You'd use this old clay for. Lord, knowing that this old flesh, Father, is not worthy of anything. Lord, Father, save for Thy servant. Lord, for a little boy, Father, Lord, did You reach down. And Lord, save our soul. God, Father, we just pray the Lord, as long as You give breath unto this old flesh. God, Father, may it be found worthy of Thy servant. And Lord, Father, when it's not fit, Father, Lord, lay her aside. Lord, and call this soul that, Father, that has longed of many a day to come and be with Thee. Father, Lord, grant it life and let it leave from this so harmful flesh that, Father, Lord, hinders us so often. Father, Lord, from walking with Thee and talking with Thee. Oh, God, Father, Lord, we just pray that this day, Father, Lord, we not come to please any man. Oh, God, for Lord, there is not a man that has paid the price, Lord, that You paid upon an old cross, Father, Lord, that set the bonds of sin free from my soul. But, oh, God, as I humble my head before Thee, God, I pray that, Father, that You might receive all honor and all glory, Father, Lord, that You so deserve. Father, not only this day, but, Father, every day from Thy children, Lord, as we walk upon the show earth. God, Father, be our lead and our guide, Father. Lord, be our help, Father, in that midnight hour. Oh, and, Father, Lord, we do praise Thee and thank Thee, Lord, that no matter what tomorrow may hold, oh, Father, Lord, that You hold tomorrow in the very palm of Thy hand. God, Father, be with us. Lord, Father, let these old clay lips speak Thy word. And, Father, Lord, not our word. Oh, for, Father, Lord, our word would be nothing. But, oh, God, in Thy word, Father, Lord, we find all hope of life. And, God, Father, Lord, we thank Thee. Lord, Father, bless us these days. Father, Lord, that we might come together in one mind and one accord, knowing, Father, the Lord, You've set love in our heart. And, Father, Lord, we thank Thee most of all. Oh, God, Father, for Thy saving grace. Amen. Oh, God, go with us, Lord. Amen. Father, Lord, help us, Father. Yes. For it was a man that called us to carry Thy gospel. Yes. Oh, but God, Father, one day You called us out. And Lord, go with us and help us, Father. Lord, let us speak with authority, Father, which You have given unto us concerning Thy word. And all this we do ask and we do pray in Thy sweet and most precious Son's name. And amen.
Amen.
Say this morning as we come, we're so thankful that God one day He looked down upon an old wretched sinner such as I, and He reached and He saved our soul. Amen. That we might know what it's like to be a child of God. Now in saying that, I want us to realize as we get into our thought that when God reached down and He saved our soul, He saved us for a purpose. And He set us aside for a reason. Amen. That we might be even as old John was, we might be a witness to the light that's in us in Jesus Christ. Now He saved us for a reason, that we might be a light and we might be that witness to a lost and a dying world. And we must realize that when we walk in this world, there's eyes that are upon us, there are ears that listen to every word that we utter from this old clay. And we must be careful concerning the cause in which the Lord and Savior set us to. If you have your Bibles this morning, we'd ask you to turn with us over to the book of Colossians in the 3rd chapter. God being our helper, we would take His word and we might enter into our thought. You know, we began to think all this morning about a man whose name was Job. You know, Job, as he lived upon this earth, one day the word of God said that the Lord was there, and old Satan come walking to and fro. And the Lord looked and said, "Have you considered my servant Job?" He said, "There's none like him upon the earth. He is faithful, and he's willing to follow after my very will." You know what I begin to think? If we could put a title upon our thought, "Lord, would you consider me?" Or, "Lord, would you just pass me right on by?" And I begin to think, "Lord, when you saved me, you made a change in me. A change from the old man unto a new man. And that old man should be dead. He should be done away with. And that new man should be, as the world would label us, a Christian. One who is to be Christ-like and following our Savior's examples and the way that we should walk and the way that we should talk and the way we should conduct ourselves as being men and children of God. Let us be Christ-like." When the Lord saved us, I believe that's what He said in purpose in our heart. That's why He walked and set it an example that we might follow in His footsteps and not our own and not of that of the old devil and of the world. Amen. But He came that He might be the light for us to follow after. Amen. That leadeth home. But if you have your Bibles in the 3rd chapter in the book of Colossians, we find in the very first verse, it says there, "If then you be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on those things above and not on things of the earth." The Lord's put something in our heart. Amen. That we should not worry about the things concerning this old world, but our heart needs to be set on those things concerning the Heavenly Father and what His will would be. And I'm afraid this day our affections are set on things not pertaining to God's will, but of our own will. Amen. And God said we need to let those things go. He said, "I've saved you, and I've put something in your heart. If you be risen with me with a new life," He said, "set your affection on things above." Amen. Amen. And we're letting those things that are most important, amen, we're letting them slide right by. What do you mean there are things concerning God's children, amen, that have come before us and our heart is set on those things? Where are they are to be concerned about a lost and a dying world? Amen. There are many of our little churches, amen, they're drying up to naught. Why? Because they've set their sights on things, amen, and not the things concerning the Spirit of God. Their affections are far from God. And the Lord goes on and says, "For you are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. And when Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall you also appear with Him in glory." And when we say the world's looking at us, who are they seeing? Amen. We claim a hope to be born again, to be a child of God. Amen. That we pray that when the world would look at us, they'd see Jesus. Amen. Is that not what we pray? Is that not what we teach and what we preach? Amen. But yet, are they seeing a man or a woman, amen, that is Christ-like? Or are they seeing that old man, amen, that should then be mortified and put to death? Amen. What do you mean? Let's read and see. He says in the fifth verse, he says, mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth. Fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, and covetousness, which is idolatry, or for which things sake of the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience, in the which you also walked sometime when you lived in them. The Lord said there was a time when these things, amen, was what your life was all about. Amen. Some time ago, amen, before you was bloodborn and born again, God understood this was our nature. Amen. These were the things that from our mother's womb we was conceived in, born into, and they was our nature. Amen. And the Lord said, mortify. Amen. Put them to death. Be done away with those things. Amen, amen. I've saved you from all that. Let it go. Let it go. And he goes on to say, but now you also put off all of these. Amen. Let's listen to what the Word of God said. He said, anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. Lie not one to another, seeing that you have put off of the old man with his deeds. You know what I love about the Word of God? The Word of God is not only for the saving grace of a lost soul. But I believe it was found over in Timothy. He said, the Word of God is good for reproof, instruction, correction. Amen. God gives us His Word that when we're born again, that we might know how to conduct ourselves as being the children of God. Amen. He gave us His Word, and I believe it's all there. How we're supposed to love one another, forgive one another, not be angry with one another. God gave us all His Word. Amen. We as His children, we need to heed His Word. Amen. Amen. Not only be hearers, but doers of the Word of God. Amen. For He is our Father above. And I don't know about you, but as a little boy, I listened to what Daddy said. For I knew if I did, there would be a just a recompense of what I've done. Oh, but we take it all so lightly. Anger. Oh, what a day we're living in. When the world would look upon us. Us being men called of God and those saved by God's grace. And yet we can't speak and fellowship one with another. I tell you why it hurts. God has blessed me with two little ones. Amen. And I wonder. Oh, I wonder what their eyes are beholding. I wonder what their heart is taking in. Why is that? Because we've taught them from the very time God gave them to. This is a place of worship where you can find hope, where you can find peace and joy. And yet we find a place where it's hard to find that anymore. And I wonder, these men and these women that we show them to and introduce them to, amen, the ones they should be looking to, amen, that there's anger and malice and bitterness in their heart one toward another. Amen. How do we teach them? These are the ones that you need to be looking to. Amen. That's the old man. That anger and that malice should be gone. Right. Done away with. Word of God said, if a man... Oh, this is what he holds on to. He said he's blind. And he can't see afar off. And he's forgotten that he was ever once purged from his old sins. Amen. He's not talking about a man that would get out in the world and do drinking and this, that, and the other. But he's talking about God's children that no longer love and forgive one another. We forget God has purged us from that old man. He has purged us. You know what I begin to say?
Brother John, there ain't but one man that gave me everything.
And his name was Jesus.
And I began to look. And I began to go back in God's word. Lord, what all did you suffer? You know what? They dressed him in an old scarlet robe and gave him an old staff and began to mock him. They began to spit upon him. They began to ridicule him. Had seven old crown of thorns on his head, and yet he uttered not a word. Why? Because he had compassion. He had love for one and all. Amen. When they smote him on his face, oh, they began to lay the many stripes upon his back. He still uttered not a word, brother. Amen. Why? His love for you and I. Amen. Those old soldiers nailed his whole arms and his hands and his feet to the old cross, and he was risen high above. You know what he said? He said, Father, forgive me. If there's ever been one that had full right to say no, I'll not forgive him. I'll not love him. But I'll just say no, Father, take me on home. It's been Jesus. It's been Jesus. But what he says, Father, forgive him. Amen. Are we not supposed to be Christ-like? Amen. Is there not supposed to be something in our soul that, amen, supposed to follow his example? Amen. Love one another. Forgiving one another. There ain't not one of us good. Amen. No, not one. Amen. Brother read it this morning. We're not judge one another. Amen. I've got a mirror looking to my own self. Amen. And when I see that individual, there's a lot of things I'll stand for before God. Amen. No, I'm not worthy to even stand. That's that old man. Amen. He should have died. Amen. He should have been set aside. Amen. For I know that there's nothing perfect. Amen. You take a look at me, you watch a little while, you'll see there's a lot of imperfectness in this old boy. That's why it took a long time. Amen. To even get ready for today. I begin to look and say, Lord, there are those. Amen. That studied so much more than I. Lord, there are those that carried thy word so many more years than I. Do you know what? I'm just as you. Just an old sinner saved by grace. Nothing about this old boy will he ever find that's good. But you know what, Brother God? The Lord, he reached down one day and he gave me a job to do. He said, I need you to be an old messenger and take the word into the world. You know what? It's hard to take God's word when there's anger, envy, and strife in my heart. Can't do it. Why is that? Because the Lord will not be with you. I think about old Joshua there. Oh, whenever they went into the battle of Moab, oh, and they come back defeated. Oh, Joshua laid his face upon the ground and began to cry out unto God. And God said, get your face up, Joshua. He said, I've not forsaken you. I've not left you. He said, there's sin and tribulation in the camp. Amen, that's why I'm not able to go with you. Amen. When you get that accursed away from you, I'll be right back there blessing you. Amen. We as God's children, we wonder where the blessings are. There's an accursed thing among us. What is it? The love for one another is no longer there. Amen. The word of God says, for God so loved us, are we not to love one another? Huh? Are we not to forgive one another? Amen. God didn't love us while we was righteous. He didn't send his son to die because we was perfect. But yet while we were sinners, Christ died for us. Amen. He forgave us in our sins. Amen. He brought us out of that old man. He didn't love us because we was perfect. Amen. We were far from perfect. Amen. If there ever been one, that'd been me. I'm just like old Peter. Where old Paul said, I'm the chief among you sinners. That be me. If you could examine my life, you'd see that. Brother Dodd, who am I to judge my brother? Amen. Or am I not to pray for my brother? Amen. If I see something that's troubling, am I not to go to him in love and let's try to work it out together? Amen. That's what Christ like is. Love and affection one for another. Oh, but we go on. The old man. What the old man, he loves sin. Amen. He loved those things of the world. Amen. The word of God says those things are to be far from us and they are to be dead to us. But we're living in a time when those things is what got our affection. Those things are what got a hold of our heart. Amen. I think back to the young rich ruler. There as he came to the Lord and he said, what must I do to inherit the kingdom of God? He said, go sell all that you have and give it to the poor. Jesus, he didn't need nothing he had. Amen. You know what Jesus wanted to see? He wanted to see what would be first in his heart. He wanted to see where he lined up. Amen. With the world. That's all Jesus wants. Amen. He wants our heart today. Amen. He wants us to love one another. Amen. Just as he loved us in our sin, let us love one another. Amen. We might forgive. Oh, we might be a family. You know, I began to think association, organization of people having the same common interest. Right. You want to see a family. Amen. Amen. Family, that's what I love to preach. Hey, why? Because God, that's what he's done. He's brought us together, amen, as a family. Amen, under one blood. As he all brought us all together. And amen, it's not as the old book of Corinthians would say, amen, Brother Don, it's not for the eye to say to the foot, I have no need of you. We're one body. Having many members. You know what, sometimes... No job I got, brother, one of my members to get to eight. But I want to hold on to it. Try to give it all the comfort I can. Why? Because I need it. Amen. That's the way God has assembled us together. There'll be times, amen. One of us to get to hurt and ache. Amen. It's for us to love that brother. Amen. And comfort him. If we see a brother. Amen. Maybe out doing worldly things. Amen. Are we not to go to him out of love? Huh? Amen. And that brother that's doing wrong, he ought to recognize by the love God put in his heart, we're there because we love. Not to judge him. The Lord said, you can tell a tree by the fruit it bears. When that old tree bears forth old rotten fruit, we need to go help that little tree out. Amen. Help him out in love. Help him out in prayer. Not to drag him through the mud or kick him in the dirt. Amen. But lift him up to God and say, my brother, he needs you. Amen. See, the old man, he likes that other stuff, old malice. You know what malice is? You look up in old Webster dictionary and it's simply desiring to see another suffer. That's what malice is. And the old man, he loves that. Why? Because that brother's suffering. I'm doing good. Amen. If that church over there is suffering, maybe they'll come this way and we'll do good. That's what the old man loves, is it not? I'm desiring to see another suffer. I can't see Christ in that nowhere, no form, no fashion. He's not in that. Amen. The cross, he suffered. Amen. That we might be set free from these things. That we might be an example. Even as Christ was our example. Amen. We might be an example unto a lost and dying world. Amen. Lord, would you consider me? Amen. Lord, if there be one that's lost out there. Lord, am I even fit, Father, you consider me to be a witness for you? Amen. Lord, would you consider me? Lord, am I just so fearful before you? You know what? The old Pharisees, amen, they had a desire to clean up the old outside. Amen, they wanted to look good for the world on the outside. But Jesus told them you need to be concerned what's on the inside. Amen, that's what the Father's looking for. Amen. He's not looking what this old flesh and how it presents itself to mankind. But what about the soul of man? That's what the Lord's looking for. Amen. That's where that new man comes in. Amen. And that old man, that old soul, he done died to sin. He done died to these things. But that new man. Amen. Let's go on and read. In the 12th verse, he said, put on therefore as the elect of God. What does that mean? Many are called and few are chosen. We've been elected all by the Father above, that we might be His children, adopted into His family. Amen. Amen. Oh, cast outs and misfits. Amen. But God seemed fit to elect us into His own. They said, put these on. As being the elect of God. That's who we're supposed to be, is it not? Amen. If you stand on Sunday morning and say, I know that I've been born again. You're saying, I know I'm a child of God. Amen. There's your witness. And I promise you, somebody's listening. And amen. When you say you're a child of God, brother, you know what? They begin to watch. Amen. They begin to look. Amen. You take the life of Jesus. They knew He's ever moved, did they not? They was watching to see what this man would do. Amen. We're supposed to be Christ-like. Amen. We're elected of God to be in His family. Amen. And He said, let that old man, let him die. He said, put on therefore as the elect of God, holy and beloved bowels of mercy, kindness and humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another, and forgiving one another. And if any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. Amen. You know, there's a song that's out now. I said, what if God said no? Huh? I love the part where it says that Jesus there in the old garden was praying, said, Father, that if it be thy will, this old bitter cup pass from me. Let it go. Why, he knew the suffering he was going to go through. But he said, not mine will, but thine be done. What if God had said, no, son, you ain't got to bear that. You ain't got to go. You ain't got to go. See, God, He loved us more than anything we can realize. Yes. Amen. Amen. Amen? And He said, son, you must go. Amen. Oh, you must go, for our creation without you, there is no hope for thee. Amen. There is no hope. So as Christ forgave us, let us forgive one another. Amen. Amen. He goes on to say, and above all these, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. Charity, love. Love. What the Word of God says, if there be any man that says he loves God and loves not his brother, he's a liar. Amen. Well, that's the congregation on Sunday morning. How many of you love God? Say amen. And the whole church is saying amen. Yet they've got anger and malice and bitterness and hatred in their heart toward their brother sitting right across the pew from them. Amen. 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 Or not be. Amen. If we are to be those that are Christ-like, we need to be able to forgive. Amen. Let anger go from our heart. Let this malice go. And put on charity. Amen. One toward another. I don't know about you, but I need love. Amen. Amen. Why? I've got two that's coming up and reach that age up there shortly if God tears his coming. Right. How am I supposed to instruct them? That, amen, this is the best there is in this world. The love of God's children. Yeah. And yet I can't take them nowhere to show them that love. Amen. Right. Who's the examples? We are. Amen, are we not? That's why the Lord left us here and gave us a commission to take His teachings and His preachings to all the nations. Amen, we're His workmen. We're His servant. He said, put on charity. But if we can't even love the one whom we have seen, How can we love the one, brothers, who we have not? Huh? Where's our heart? Where's our affection? God, would you consider me? You know, when you begin to ponder that in your heart, that's an old tough question to swallow. Why? Because I begin to examine my own self. And that old man, amen, which loved the things of the world, he needs to be gone from me. Yet when I try to do right, evil is always present. Amen, you know what that tells me? There ain't none of us perfect. Ain't none of us good. And yet we find so much fault in one another. Do we not? Amen. We begin to examine and we begin to look around. You know what? I've heard it said so often, maybe in a joking fashion, but boy, that brother really preached to them. It's not my word. Amen. It's the Father's above. Who does His word go to? It goes to all His children. Amen. Not just to the one preaching and not to the one Messiah, but amen. God meant His word for all His children. That we'd all hear and be doers of His word. Say, brother, that don't apply to me. Take heed to God's word, and maybe it'll just help you out even get better in a closer walk with God.
Amen.
Amen. If you think you've got all this, that's great. Amen. But I pray you even grow even more, because I need you.
Amen.
Amen. Your family needs you.
Amen.
Look around about us. Oh, we, as we would proclaim to be missionary Baptists, still believing in the truth and the Holy Spirit of God, convicts and draws a lost sinner. Amen. That we have no lot of part in the matter. That, amen. It's all in God's hand. How small the numbers of us are dwindling. And yet we begin to look, and our family and our house is being divided. And the word of God said, a house that is divided, it will not stand. And then it cannot stand. It'll surely fall. And if we fall, church, we'll be there for the Lord. You think the old devil ain't having a field day? Amen, he is. Amen, the old devil, he's just going to and fro, seeking to be made of fire. And amen, he's devouring his soul. Whose fault is it? It's mine. Amen, Lord, would you consider me? It's mine. Amen. I've got my affection set on things of the world and not the things concerning God. Ought to have my zeal and my heart up on those things most needful.
Amen.
And that is the saving of a lost soul. Amen. I believe that is the most important part.
As
we come this way this morning, what else could take residence? Overseeing one lost soul be saved. Can't think of nothing. Amen, I can't think of nothing. Amen, that's why we're here, to labor and work in a field that's wide and ready for harvest. Amen, that's why God has left us here. Amen, but we can't do it. Amen, when there's hindrance between us. When there's an old wall between us and God. Why do you say that? Because we don't know which way to go. Amen, our heart is set on the old man. Amen, our heart is upon that old man that should be dead. Lord, would you consider me? You know what? His words would be not in that old man, but that new man. Amen. That I gave long suffering. I gave charity to. I gave forgiveness to. He said, now that man I can use. That man I can take and I can use him. I can take him to be a witness before a lost and dying world. Amen. That man that's willing to forgive and realize there's wrong in all. But still willing to pray one for another. That's the man I can use. Church, John said, he said, I'm not the light. Amen. None of us are. But he said, I come to bear witness of the light. What are we when the world looks at us? We're supposed to be in an image of Christ's light. Amen. What do they see? What do they see? Do they see that harmony? Do they see that one mind and one accord among the brothers? Among the sisters? Huh? Or do they see old hatred and bitterness? Not able to speak one with another. What do they say? Huh? I worry about what mine say.
Amen.
Brother, I worry about what yours is saying.
Amen.
Amen. Yours can comprehend a little bit more than mine right now. Huh? What are they saying? We're supposed to be men called of God. No, we're just sinners saved by grace, but whenever the world will look at us, brother, they see a different standard there. Amen. Than we are to be in the Word of God, studying it and showing the things, the likeness of Christ. They look at us in that manner.
Amen.
What do they see?
Amen.
Backbiting?
Right.
Lord, help us. Gossip?
Amen.
Lord, help us. The devil, he just keeps driving the old wedge. What happens? A little boy, daddy put me there with those sledge and wedge to bust the old firewood. And I heard a little wedge be drove, and the old father, that old wood began to split. And you know what? Finally, she just come plumbing too. That'd be us today.
Amen.
Amen. Let's be truthful one for another. Is that not us today? God's children. You know what God said when he reached down to the children of God? He said, thou art mine. Thou art mine.
Amen.
Who do we belong to him?
Amen.
If God loved us, are we not to love one another?
Amen.
What the Lord, he gave us full instruction.
Amen.
We have all power and authority.
Amen.
We can rebuke the old devil.
That's right.
Amen. Amen. We can tell the old devil, get away from us. I rebuke you in the name of the Lord. And you know what the Word said? He'll have to flee, brother.
Amen.
He'll have to get away from us.
Amen.
But amen, we're not rebuking it. We're welcoming right on in the door.
Amen.
And our lost is the ones that are suffering.
Amen.
Amen. Why do you stay there? I know I've been born again. I'm ready to go.
Amen.
Amen. As the old song would say, our blessed assurance of God has on ease.
Amen.
Amen. We're ready to go. Why should we be concerned about what's taking place? Amen. Because these lost are the ones that's watching.
Yeah, right.
If the Lord would have tell a little one, said, now, you watch this brother. In their little heart, I believe that's the way God works. There's many a brother as a little boy I've watched.
Amen.
I've been brought up in this thing. And there's many I've got full confidence in. And as a little boy, I just watch with amazement. Amen. The way they worship the Lord and the way they call out upon Him. I was watching their every move.
Amen. That's right.
Lord, what if you looked at me and you told those little ones, now you watch him. See what he does. See how he conducts himself.
Right.
Amen. See how the life that he lived, how it lines up with me.
Amen.
Lord, would you consider me to do that?
Well,
Brother Garris, often I say, Lord, not me. Lord, not me. I'm not fit for anyone to be my home. Why? Because I've not got my affection set where it needs to be. I've got my affection set on worldly things and not godly things. And amen, if I'd set my heart on godly things, oh, worldly things, they'd pass on by. They wouldn't even be of no account. Amen. They wouldn't be worthy to talk about. Amen. But those godly things, we began to rejoice in them. We began to praise God for those things matter. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
When we get away from the Lord's house, the first thing we want to do is talk about what? Not how the Lord is blessing, but what we've got into in the old worldly means and ways. Amen. Is it not? That's what we love to talk about. Not how good God's been. Not how we pray that God would come and save our lost. Oh, but let me tell you what I did over the weekend. And God is never mentioned. Amen. I believe when they gathered together in one mind and one accord in that upper room, they didn't have the world on their mind.
Amen.
They was waiting on something. They was waiting on the promises of God. Amen. Why are we not waiting on those same promises? Amen. God is not changing His way. God is still that same God.
Amen.
And if we come together in one mind and one accord, God will still give us those blessings.
Amen. Amen.
They had their heart set on God. Amen. That's all they was waiting for.
Amen.
That's all they was longing for. God said it would pass this way. And I'm waiting on it. Amen. Is that not the way we ought to be? Amen. Every day of our life, not just Sunday. Amen. Sunday ain't but just a few hours. Oh, but God gives us the breath of life all the week long. Amen. We ought to be looking for Him and waiting for Him and willing to serve Him all the day long.
Amen.
We can't do it in that old man. We can't do it. That's why He reached down one day and He changed that old man. Made him a new creature. Amen. And the Word of God said, if he be a new creature in Christ, the old is done away.
Amen.
It's done away with. So anger in our heart, it ought to be gone. Malice one for another, it ought to be gone. Amen. We testify with the hope of being blood bought and born again. A true salvation. Salvation Christ-like.
Amen.
Do we show it? God, would you consider me? That I might go out and tell the world of thy son Jesus. It's hard to do when the old man is what's shining through, is it not? When that old man's shining through, it's hard to tell the world you can get away from all these sins. Amen. Those old shackles that got you down for a devil's hell, they can be removed. Amen. They can be loosened. It's hard to do that when you live in an old man's lifestyle. Is it not? Why? Because they don't see Jesus. They see the old devil. They see themselves right there in the old mirror looking straight at you. Let that old man die. Amen. Let that new creature come alive. Amen. We'll all stand and testify according to the words of God. Time's running out. Time is running out. If time is running out, where's our zeal? Where's our love? One for another. Amen. You can't come in the Lord's house and see a lost be saved when there's hatred there. When there's anger. When there's striving. Why? God's not in that midst. Why in the old children of Israel, why'd they suffer defeat at Ai? God wasn't in the midst. There was trouble there. Amen. They had become the accursed thing. We go back to that old man. We fall right back in old Aiken's lot. We become that accursed.
Amen.
God, would you consider me? I hope somewhere along the last journey, God will consider using me. Because I ain't nothing more than old clay.
Amen.
Formed and shaped in His likeness.
Amen.
Once I was lost, but now I'm found.
Amen.
I ain't got nothing to give it.
Amen.
Didn't have nothing to offer in the day He reached down and saved my soul. But if I got breath in this old flesh, at least I can be an old servant for. At least I can show within my deeds of the love of God and let Him reflect abroad. I can do that. My works are not getting me nowhere with God. The very best I got, Brother Josh, is old filthy rags. It ain't no good. If I can love, if I can be a help along life's journey to my brothers and my sisters.
Amen.
May the Lord one day along my journey, He'll bless me a little more. Put a little more food on my table. A little more clothes on our back. Give us a place we might cover our old head with at night. Those are blessings enough in this old life.
Amen.
And I desire those blessings most of all. Why? Because I don't want to be without that. For without Him, I don't know where those things would come from. That's all a little boy had known all his life.
Amen.
Not to worry. Not to worry. God will be right there. And you know what? He's never forsaken me. I've strayed in many a day. I've walked hand in hand with that old man. You know what? I'm thankful to God He was still right there waiting. And you know what? When I humbled myself before, He was willing and faithful to forgive that old boy.
Amen.
You know what? Those are the good times in this life.
Right.
Amen. When I can see all my brothers and sisters and take them around the neck and say, I love you. And there's harmony there. Amen. That's what being Christ-like is all about.
Amen.
Not being mad at you, brother. Not being able to take you and say, I love you. That's not Christ-like.
Amen.
Christ-like is when we're all alone and we look down upon all of those that have mistreated us, turned our back on us, put the most stripes upon our back, shove that old crown of thorns upon our head, spit in our face, smote us. Christ like us, say, Lord, Father, forgive them. For they know not what they do. That's Christ like. Preacher, that's a hard thing to do. I promised you when he was there and he was looking out and he seen you and I this very day, it was a hard thing for him to bear. Amen.
Amen.
But he bore it all for you and I.
Amen.
He never said the walk of a Christian life would be easy. He never said, he said, in this world you'll have tribulation. Amen. And then you'll have trouble. There'll be them times you'll feel all alone in this world. But you know what he said? He said, be of good cheer. Be of good cheer.
Amen.
Said, for I have overcome this world. Amen. Amen. Are you not thankful this morning that if you're born again, this world is not our home.
Amen.
We're just pilgrim and strangers passing through. You know what? I'm thankful to God that let me journey down here all alone. But I begin to look out from a little boy. There have been many faces I've got to travel down this wall of life with. And I'm going to take nothing for that. And I pray that God will bless mine in the same walk in this journey that I've been on. Walking with him hand in hand. Meeting brothers and sisters they've met I'll never see again along life's journey. Why you say that? Because this journey's been a most wonderful.
Amen.
And the best is yet to come.
Amen.
I'm thankful God didn't leave me down here all alone.
Amen.
But the one thing that bothers me the most, the love that God put in my heart, is to see a family that is divided. That ain't what God intended. That ain't why Jesus came. But he come that there might be love and harmony among his.
Right.
Now the world, they look for him to bring peace. And he said, I don't bring peace, nay division.
Right.
That division is us from them. Not us from each other.
Right.
But us from the world.
Right.
We are to be a peculiar people. Set aside and sanctified to worship the Father above. That's the division in this thing.
Right.
Not one from another.
Right.
God, would you consider me? This morning, we're all one body, having many members. And that one body is in the body of Christ. Needing each other. Needing each other. This old body wouldn't function very good if it didn't have no feet, no arms. The old head be gone. Wouldn't function. But I need it all. We all need each other.
Amen.
God, would you consider me? When the world would come looking, God needs a faithful and old righteous servant that he might have be a witness for him. God, would you consider me? Lord, could I be that witness? Could I be that old servant for you? Has that old man got a hope? We're going to let that new man come forward. That new creature.
Amen.
That was born to life everlasting.
Amen.
The Lord's through with me this morning. May God bless you.
Amen.
As I said before, I come not to please no man. For no man paid the price but my Father above.
Amen.
And that's the one I want to please.
Amen.
If I bring honor and glory to anyone, I pray it's not to me. But I pray it for the one that shed his life's blood. One day when the soul body is laid to the ground, that'll be the one that I bow to and I say thank you to.
Amen. Amen.
Lord God, would you consider me? May God bless you. It'll be our heart's prayer that God be with you. Brother Moderator.
Thank you, Brother John.